Hey, it's Lisa. I have a stack of books at home that I've been reading. Some of them I love, some of them I don't. Life is too short to read the wrong book, am I right? That's why I'm so excited to share a new podcast from The Lisa Show and BYU Radio with you. It's called Proofread, and it's hosted by my good friends Casey and Tyler. They're English professors, avid readers, and busy parents. They know your time matters. That's why each Proofread episode will give you everything you need to decide whether a book is a must-read or a hard pass for you in just 15 minutes. You'll get thoughtful content, a quick summary, honest opinions, and clear content warnings with a lot of humor. These aren't sponsored reviews, just real readers giving real takes to help you find the right book for you right now. And because I love my Lisa Show listeners, here is a little sneak peek that you can only listen to here.
As I started to talk to other people about it who've read it, naturally you start to develop more appreciation for like, oh, I hadn't thought about that, or I didn't expect this thing.
Welcome to Proofread, a podcast to help you read more of what you love and less of what you don't.
Welcome to Proofread, classic edition for today. Mm-hmm. We're doing an oldie, and we'll decide whether it's a goodie, right?
We will decide. Yeah, not all classics are the same. My name is Casey. I'm your reading friend. I'm here with Tyler, my reading friend.
Hello, I'm Tyler. I am ready to read with you. No, actually, we don't read on this podcast, as you know, if you've heard it before.
We've read them.
We're here to talk to you about whether you should read them.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple of professors who are helping you find the right reads.
That's
because
right.
Life is too short for the wrong books.
Too short. So one thing to be thinking about is like how you find books, right? And I know if you're like us, you hear recommendations from friends or from, you know, prize-winning lists. Or occasionally what will happen is someone will make a movie or an episode or a, what do we call the series?
TV series. Mm-hmm.
And for this one, 100 Years of Solitude was recently made into a TV series.
Yeah.
And so it kind of put on the radar this, you know, this classic work of literature. So the text for today is 100 Years of Solitude. It's by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. This book was written in 1967. Right?
Right.
Marquez is a Colombian writer. Marquez eventually went on to win the Nobel Prize in Literature for his novels and short stories, this one being his most famous, what people would call his most important work. It's kind of the classic of Latin American literature. One thing about this book that you're like, I'm not sure if I've heard of it or if you haven't, you might have heard this very famous opening line. Many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Arellano Buendía was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice.
Pretty catchy.
Nicely done. It also puts you immediately into the time of this novel, right? Like constantly foreshadowing the future, but then not telling you about the future and kind of moving through there.
Exactly, yeah. That's kind of how the whole book goes.
The book is often gets attention for being beautifully written, for mm-hmm. having just a ton of
lyrical.
It's got a lot of life in it. There's a lot going on. It's jammed packed. When he died in 2014, the Colombian president at the time described Marquez as the greatest Colombian who ever lived.
Wow.
To which I say, did you never meet Shakira? Or my mother-in-law, for that matter. You know, he spent 5 minutes with my mother-in-law. He might disagree. My mother-in-law is Colombian, so I was actually excited.
Competition. Yeah. But I love that it's a writer that he would said that
right?
about.
How exactly. Nice. What a cool thing, right? Mm-hmm. I think just this talks about the importance of this text for Colombia and kind of, I think, for all Latin American literature. So
Yeah. Also, the whole story is like an analogy of Latin America's
while also a retelling of Genesis in some ways.
Yes,
right?
I mean, this is about a lot of things.
It's complex.
A lot of things is layered.
Happen in it. And so we're going to start it off here with our reader skip moment.
Okay.
Casey, are you ready?
I'm ready.
1, 2, 3.
Don't you just love them? If you want to keep listening, hop on over to Proofread here on BYU Radio or wherever you get your podcasts so that you can read more of what you love and less of what you don't with Proofread.